Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place and Using Your Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, with our co-host this month, Hope Brogdon, ready to share with you another relevant kingdom teaching this week entitled, It's the Little Things. Father, we thank you for this teaching time. We pray now for your anointing that destroys every yoke. We thank you for the anointing to teach. We ask that you would allow us to decrease, that you may increase in us. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Evangelist Brogdon, I turn it over to you. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's the little things. That's what we're going to discuss today, and that's the title. So I'm going to jot down what the Lord spoke, and then I'm going to get into the Word. Little things prepare us for growth and expansion of territory. Little things lead to big things, like a path eventually leads to a road, and a road eventually leads to an interstate highway. Little things lead to great opportunities. Little generosity results in greater generosity later. Everyone wants to do big things for God, but will you do little things for God? He said, will you do the little things where there is no spotlight or recognition or acknowledgement by man? He said, will you serve leaders the same as you serve to those in need? Are you too busy for the little things? So we're going to see how little things in the Word have a huge impact. So we're going to talk about a little oil, a handful of flour, and a small cake. In 1 Kings chapter 17, 8 through 16. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise and go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water and a cup, I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. So she went away and did accordingly the word of Elijah, and she and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. So we see a little oil, a handful of flour, and a small cake. Ended up being a full bin of flour, and she never ran out of oil. So God's saying, do not overlook the power of little things. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to make sure I didn't lose you because I've got lots of word today. So then we're going to talk about the little things and we how we perceive people as being small and that they have nothing to contribute. So we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. This is going to be verses 33 through 51. We're going to talk about David. So I'll go ahead and start reading. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Okay, first of all, okay, he's like, all right, you know, you young, and I don't know where you get in your head, you're going to be able to do this. But listen how confident David is. David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, went after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant was killed both a lion and bear. And when And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, well, go, and the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head, and he also clothed him with a coat of mail. And David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag and a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give you your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall show that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So it was, when the Philistines rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put in his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of the sheath, and killed him and cut off his head with it. A young boy with a sling and a stone. It was the little things in the name of the Lord. It was the little things that helped him triumph. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we can't overlook the little things. I got one more. And that we're going to talk about the mustard seed. Matthew 13, verses 31 and 32, it says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. It's the little thing. If somebody takes a pen and makes a dot on the paper, that's a mustard seed. And look how great it becomes thereafter once it matures. It's enough that the birds of the air can nest in its branches. So it's the little things that we need to not push off to the side, but that we need to take notice of. So God says, are you willing to pay attention to the little things? I know that was a lot of reading, but this was so intense when God was showing me this. And I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday. Now, I had planned this trip from Victoria to Aurora, North Carolina. Linda went with us. We had never been. All I did was stand on the website. All I saw was free admission, and she was going to dig for fossils. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. So we go there, and it's like the town of Mayberry, literally. I was like, okay. So we go in, and they have a museum. We got there 30 minutes before close. So Linda and I are walking around. Linda's like, ooh, ah. I mean, they have precious gems on display that you can purchase. They had a bunch of arrowheads. They have all these types of fossils. bones, everything else. Beautiful display cases. And Victoria is keeps saying, are we ready? Are we going to go dig? And I'm like, yes, hold on. So we keep going from room to room, admiring what has already been polished and set on display. Victoria keeps saying, are we going to dig? I'm like, yes. So I'm getting frustrated because I'm trying to look at everything, and she's ready to go out and dig. So we get to the counter, and we get her shovel, and we go out across the street, which looks like a cinder block foundation in the shape of a square. It's a huge pit, and you go in there and you dig for fossils. So Victoria's in the dirt digging, and Linda has bought her a sifter, so she's sifting through, and she's finding her treasure. So Victoria finds little shark teeth and little shells. This is what God said. God said, are you willing or are you too cute to go to a small town and get dirty? Are you too cute to overlook my little things that need to be polished? Are you too cute to go and serve those that people consider little? This town has a population, I think, of less than 600. I think it was like close to 500 in 2014 or something like that. And as we drove through the town, I mean, there's nothing there. Out of the blue, we popped up on a CVS. God said, are you willing to go? Are you willing to travel where I tell you to go? No matter how little it might seem to you, and look to others. But those are my little things. I have placed treasures, and they need to be dug out of the pit. Yeah, my truth needs to go there. It needs to be exposed, just like in that open pit. They need to be sifted with the word. It's the little things that matter to him. So are you willing?
Glory.
Are you willing?
Glory.
Do we need the spotlight? Do we need to be behind the pulpit? You know, we talk about this all the time. You know, we're virtual. You know, we're not on TBN. We come across lots of people who do, praise God. But God was like, I want you to be faithful in the little things.
Amen.
The things that people regard as small and unworthy, I want you to do the little things.
Jesus. Wow. So this morning around, what time was it, Jesus? This morning around 5 something maybe, I woke up and I was up actually taking care of my grandson, and 3 hours ago, so it was 8 o'clock. 5 o'clock. The Lord spoke and said, "Don't live life being successful in the wrong assignment. You have purpose." So when we talk about the little things, what God has purposed for you in life may seem insignificant and small. But God said, although it looks that way, because I'm hearing what you're saying, although what you've been given to do looks like a little thing, he would prefer and encourage you to do what you've been purposed to do rather than do the big thing and be seen before men and praised before men who will turn their backs on you in the blink of an eye. Do what he has purposed you to do.
And a lot of people get confused on that. I think because they see it as minute and small and insignificant, oh, God, we're going with that word again, that they question their purpose in it. Instead of staying in the lane where he's got them, they're like, well, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, you may have been functioning in your purpose for the last 5 years, but because of your thinking, you're looking elsewhere. He may have called you just to intercede. But see, people start looking at what man wants. or looking for, you know, a certificate of appreciation or a plaque to put on the wall. What did God tell you? What is God leading you to do? Stop comparing yourself. We talked about this before. I don't do Valerie. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm hope.
Yeah.
So I had to function like God has hope function.
Right. Yeah. And when you look at the small things, the little things, you have to remember, even in Philippians 4:19, it says God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So as you're operating in what you see as little, God will meet you and supply everything you need, even in that. So don't walk away from it. I thank God for your journey on yesterday and how you went to a place that many consider desolate, but for God to be able to reveal to you that there is life that needs to be nurtured in it.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes that's how we have to see ourselves. Because, you know, sometimes we feel broken, bruised. We feel insignificant at times. We have felt insignificant at times. What we do doesn't really matter. You know, I know we both asked the question, does what we do matter?
Yeah.
Does it matter? You know, God, is anybody being helped by this? You know, is this really where you want me to be? And so for somebody listening today, you know, where you are, first and foremost, make sure you're in the right place. I think it's then, when we're in the wrong place and it's a small thing, we feel crazy. But we're in a small thing and it's the God assignment, it's okay. And it begins to feel okay. Even though you don't understand it, it feels okay. Just like you being in that big place, pleasing men, you know, with the glam and glitz and all of that, and you think that's what it is, that's what it's all about. You know, my picture got to be shown now, you know, watch my videos and assign my picture. And look, that's good. That's good. If that's a part of your assignment, roll with it. But for somebody listening today, you in that arena and you know that's not your assignment and you feeling uncomfortable,
you
back off of that.
That's right.
Back up off that. Because you get before God at the end, and he'd be like, it was cool you did all that. That was good. Yep, I was watching you. You know, you hobnobbing and rolling in the big car, living in the big house, and you ain't even touch yours. I don't want to be that one. I'm not going to be that one. I refuse to be that one. I have become content in what God has given me in the ministry, in my life, because I know that there's greater. Well, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. And he knows the plans that he has for each of us. And the plans he has for Hope are not the plans he has for Valerie. But guess what? Both of us have an expected end.
That's right.
And for everyone listening, there is an expected end for your life. But don't get caught up thinking that you've got to measure up to what other people are doing. A lot of people have gone bankrupt trying to measure up to the Joneses.
That's right. Mm.
You are making it good in your mediocre means, in your house, in your car, and all of that. You were living good. We weren't struggling from check to check. You could take your vacation. You could go out and buy what you needed. It was not a struggle. But as soon as you decided you needed to roll with the big dogs.
Yeah, and then you start compromising.
Yes. Then life became a struggle. You began toiling, robbing Peter to pay Paul. robbing Jim to pay John. And then something happens significant in your life and you can't pay nobody. And you back down to pay one. Feeling some kind of way. When if you had just stayed where you were planted and live out that moment, learn necessary lessons, and allow God to elevate you to what he wants you to have next. You may not have endured some of the struggles that you've endured in life now. Had you just waited on the Lord? The word says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. In your process, from little to much, wait on the Lord. And that doesn't mean sitting on your hands. It doesn't mean standing still or sitting still. It means that you find out what God has assigned to your hands and the earth. You find out what his original intent is for your life. We go back to the scripture with David. David was young. He was little. But David knew that God had purpose that he would do great things, even in his youth.
Yes.
So here were people trying to equip David with the big stuff. And David was like, yo, I can't do nothing with that. That ain't for me. I know what I can use. I know what I've been instructed to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow his instructions. Keep
that's
your
right.
big stuff. That don't work for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me go get my five. Let me get my slingshot. Because I know what I've been instructed to do. I'm going to use what God has equipped me with because I know that works. Don't take me out of my element and try to make me like you. That's not God's intent. That's right.
And stop trying to put yourself in somebody else's element. Walk in what God has given you. He equipped you with this function in it. Stop looking at somebody else and be like, okay, well, they do this, I'm going to do it. No. What is God telling you to do?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-mm. You know, we've talked about other guys before, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when Jesus said the 5,000, in John 6, when you read, feeding 5,000, it says there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's who had the source for Jesus to go ahead and
mm-hmm.
multiply with.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lad.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out of 5,000, it was a lad.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So stop thinking that little things are insignificant and don't have purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that turned into something greater. So much greater than with overflow.
Yeah.
Woo,
God.
But you wondered about how am I going to pay for all this? You want to feed a multitude with what? This is what we got. And Jesus is like, okay, what you got?
Mm-hmm.
But then somewhere the other disciples like, wait a minute, but there's a lion here who has this. See, oh my gosh. Okay, so 2 disciples, one seeing one way and one seeing another. One
mm-hmm.
seeing in the natural. Here's what you got. We got this. We got a lad with this. Jesus is like, bring it to me. He told us that
mm-hmm.
before. Use what you got.
Yep.
Stop looking at it as insignificant. Bring me what you have and let me work
mm-hmm.
with that. Let me work.
Mm-hmm. Let me do it.
Already knew. If he had me do the lion and the bear, I'm sure I can do a giant with 5 stones in my sling because that's what
mm-hmm.
I've got and that's what I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
I can't function
mm-hmm.
in the anointing God gave you. I function in the anointing God gave me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I'm gonna bring this up because this is the tithing. We're thinking that I'm not gonna give because I'm not seeing anything or I'm not seeing it resulting in anything. I haven't seen anything manifested and blah blah blah. Look at the widow with the 2 mice. Jesus never addressed her. He pulled the disciples to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Look, everybody came in here that were rich and put in much.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was one poor widow, and she gave two mites. She gave everything.
Everything.
Everything. One. There was one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the little things or the little ones. Because he paid attention to it. And you worried about
attention.
Yeah. So if he paid knows all the hairs on my head, what makes him think that he don't know about my two mites?
And also he knows about your intent.
Exactly.
You know, when you give,
why am I doubting the power of my
The cheerful heart. He receives that from the cheerful heart. But if you've got to do anything begrudgingly, you've got to do anything, you know, questioning, is this the right thing to do? Or, I mean,
I don't.
If you've got to do that, then keep it.
That's right. Yeah.
Keep it. Because that's one thing I thank God for, and I've shared this before, Empowerment Place is what it is because of God. I'm telling you, it's only because of God. I know what I've been assigned to do. So I will handle whatever financial burden I need to handle, and then God sends relief. Glory to God. But if He had not sent the release, I would still go and do what God told
That's
me to
right.
do. Because
That's
I understand
right.
my assignment.
Right.
I understand my assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do just, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
And we're going to do too.
Yeah, we're going to do it because we understand the significance of what God has called us to do in the earth. We understand our assignment. And even this morning as we're sharing about the little, it's about the little things. Don't consider that little is insignificant. Don't allow people to pigeonhole you into thinking that, oh, you've just got that small church. Huh. Don't they know that small is the new big?
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't they know that small is where people get healed and delivered? Big is where people go for entertainment. I'm not saying that for all
That's
churches. Correct. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying there have got to be places where people can go for intimate interaction and hear from God on a consistent basis. That's small.
That's right. That's right.
Because if I go to Mega, I'm one in Mega.
That's right.
You see me or don't see me, and I move. You don't know what I'm going through. but God, we thank you. Evangelist, thank you. This has been good. We're down to 90 seconds. You want to pray? Pray. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for reminding us that we need to get dirty, go in the pit, and find your treasures. Thank you, Lord God, for reminding us that there is purpose in the little things. Thank you, Lord God, for exposing this truth to us this morning, and we shall go out and we shall empower someone with this new revelation. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Thank you for joining us online. It is our desire that every day you do something to empower yourself. Once you've been empowered, we hope that you take the responsibility, as we do, to empower someone else. Remember that you are the key to your own empowerment. And we ask that if this ministry has been a blessing to you, tell other friends about it. You know, put this link on your Facebook page or your Twitter page and help us share the message to help people use the keys that God has given us in His Word so that we're able to overcome any and every situation we may face in our lives. We give God praise, glory, and honor for all that He's doing, and we say thank you, God bless you, and we love you. Until next week, God bless.